Okay, we're picking up from the top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilei Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. Just to remind ourselves, we'll pick up from the very top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Just to remind ourselves, the Gemara was making a diuk. We made an implication from the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that the reason that in the case of the Mishnah that they were not a Nazir is because the person who they were making this bet about, like they're saying, oh, I bet you, and I know it's Reuven, if it's not, I'm going to be a Nazir. All those cases, because he turned around, we don't know who he was. However, if he came before us, then the halacha is lachor that it should be a nazir. So the Gemara now said, that was on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, was money, who was that? Turning on to Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph now. Ilima Rabbi Tarfon Mihavi Nazir. Again, top of our Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, that if we assume that the Mishnah is reflecting the Shita Rabbi Tarfon, would it really be that the person is a nazir? Kevan Deshaita the Kanazir, since at the time that he made his Nazirus, Loya de Iplonihu, so Ve'ilo, he didn't know it was Michal Nazirus. Rabbi Tarfon Lechora would not say that Nazirus is chal for him, but Tana, because the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Ein Echad Mem Nazir, that none of them are going to be a Nazir, because Vishalo Nitna Nazirus, Ela Lafla, because the Lach of Nazirus was given only when it was a clear statement made by the person that doesn't leave any sfeikos, something which is Al Tanai, is not Shayach to Nazirus, so therefore, our Mishnah cannot be the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon, even if we do fulfill the condition of the Tanai. Because Rabbi Tarfon said that this was not a clear utterance at the time that you made it, it would not be going to be a lacha of a Nazirus. So the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Yehuda de Krihu. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa regarding literally a Kri is a pile. The Sanya, the Braisa tells us, what is the Braisa? Harini Nazra Manashia Bekriza. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, that there's 100 kor in this pile. So he goes to the pile, and all of a sudden it's stolen or it's lost. There's no way to ascertain what he said is correct or not. Rabbi Shimon says that the person has to keep a Nazirus. And the Gemara is going to mention how that works. And Rabbi Yehuda is permitting the person who's saying that he's not a Nazir. So Rabbi Yehuda apparently holds that something which is uncertain regarding a Nazirus are going to be Lakula. So therefore, this is going to be in a case where you have a questionable situation like the one we have. The Gemara is assuming Rabbi Yehuda would be Mekel. So Gemara says, what's Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Savar Kevan de Ilu Lo Nigna. Rabbi Shimon says, if the pile had not been stolen, Dilma Havi Bimea Kor, maybe there really was, in fact, 100 Kor. So then, Vahavi Nazir, then the halacha would be that he'd be a Nazir. So then, Hashtanami Havi Nazir. So now also, Hivadai is going to be, he's not a Nazir, not Vadai, really, he's going to be a Nazir, Misafik, since it's possible that his condition was fulfilled. Vahachanami, and here too in the case of our Mishnah, Kevan de Iasa le Kaman. So Rabbi Shimon holds that since if a person were coming, Viadino de Ploni Havet, and we would know that it was this person, Havi Nazir, the Lacha would be, he would be a Nazir. Hashtanami, now also that we are in Safik, so then Havi Nazir, the Lacha is going to be, we're going to be a Safik, we're going to be a Chumra, and that would be the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that understands the Nazirus Al Tanai, where you're not able to ascertain what in fact had happened. The halacha of Rabbi Shimon is that one would need to be machmir and assume that you should remain a nazir. Okay, now we're up to the last Mishnah. The Parak Mishnah tells us a case of a koi. Just to give a background, a koi is basically an animal that comes from a goat and another animal together. We're not exactly sure what type of how to define it, whether it's a behema or whether it's a chaya. So there, it would be nafkaminas that the chaylev, let's say, of a behema is not allowed to be eaten. But the animals, you don't have to cover the blood after shechita for those type of behemas. However, when it comes to a chaya, the chaylev is mutter, but the blood that's kisar adam applies to it. The Gemara learns that where exactly we get that Joshua Dereza. It might be a fair supposition, actually, I don't remember. But lemaisa, that's a din. So a koi is like this middle ground. We're not exactly sure. So the machmir, you have to give it, and then the Gemara comes on to these type of humans that you're not exactly sure if they're what type of andrigonus and a tumtum, different things. We're not exactly sure what their status is. Anyway, so the halacha over here is ra is a koi. So if a person sees a koi and he says, Amar Arini Nazir Shazeh Chaya, I'm making a Naziris, that this is a chaya. A definition of a chaya is generally something which is more not a domesticated animal, usually like a wild animal. Again, what's the nafkamina, that a chaya is chaylev as mutter, but is chayev and kisei adam. So, arini nazir shezeh eino chaya, and another guy says, right, so person B, now he says, I am a nazir, this is not a chaya. Arini nazir shezeh behema. Number 3 says, I am a nazir, that this is a This is a behema. Arena nazir she'ein a behema. Number four. Arena nazir she'ein chaya u'behema. I say there's both of them. Number five says. I say it's both. Arena nazir she'ein a lo chaya below behema. It's number two. Number six. Number six. Taina is that no. I say it's a. I'm a nazir that it's neither of the two. Arena nazir she'echad mekem nazir. Number seven says I'm a nazir that one of you is a nazir. And then number eight says Arena nazir she'ein chaya a nazir. I'm a nazir if none of you are a nazir. All the possibilities possible. Arena nazir she'kulchem nazir. Number nine says I'm a nazir that all of you after all these conditions are going to be a nazir. Halacha is in this Mishnah, Arei Kulan Nazirin. So this is, they're all going to be a Nazir, which is a very perplexing psak that the Mishnah is giving us. The Tosas is very bothered by this. Tosas, it was earlier, Tosas mentioned that Lechora, this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and is following the Shita Beis Shammai that holds that the previous case, that when it comes to a case of a mistaken Nazirus, just like Hektish Betos is going to be halacha, it's still Hektish, so till the year, it's going to be effective. Lachor, that's a problem. The Stam Mishnah is not supposed to follow Beis Shammai. We know we always pass like Beis Hillel. So therefore, Tosas gave another suggestion over there that was maybe over here, this is the Shita of Reb Shimon, who follows the Shita Beis Hillel, and with regards to his Suffolk, he holds that Nazirus can be done on condition and have a Tanai that it's done for 30 days. So that's why all of them are going to be Nazir out of Suffolk. And therefore, they would have to do the procedure that Rabbi Shimon told us in Daf Lamed Gimel to be machmir on both tzadim. That's the Chora, another possibility. I guess, I don't know. It seems to be more pasha that like we should go with that one and not come on to the fact that it was Shitas Bishama. You don't have a Stam Mishnah Bishama. Okay, so the Chora, that's a nice answer from Tosos. It says the Gemara now. Tanechad Tisha Nazirim. So one Braisa says, we just had 9 people, the example that we have similar to Mishnah, we could have 9 different people or going to become a Nazir. However, Tani Inuch of another Braisa has the Girsa Tesha Nazirus, that there's 9 terms that the person has to keep of Nazirus, which means that we're only talking about one person. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Tesha Nazir. Now I understand how you have the example of a case with 9 different people, that's like Kigon to Have Gavre Tfe, where there is 9 people, and we just mentioned the Adbis of Azilbei, that the one, the Koi is referring to, this one says it's not a Koi, this one says it is, right? This one says it's not a Chai, is a Chai, not a Behem, right? All those examples that we just had. However, the Gemara says, Ela Tisha Nazirus, Lechad Gavre, but how do you have 9 terms of Nazirus for one person by the declaration of a Koi? Hecha Mishkachala, how are you going to have that? Now, Bishlam Hashit Mishkachala. Now, I understand that you can make a case where you're going to have 6 different terms of Nazirus, Kedisnan, because that would be like the Mishnah, that the case is, let's say he says in the Nazirus that this is a Koi, that this is a Chai, rather. Then he says in the Nazirus that it's not a Chaya. Then he says a Koi is going to be a Behema, not a Behema. Right? And you can come on to those examples with only one person. However, the Mishnah ended off the last 3 cases was problematic though. Because in the Mishnah's case, in the last 3 cases, we had a person was saying that if every other example that we just made is going to be a Nazir, then I also am accepting upon myself Nazirus. But you already did that by you, because we're only talking about one person over here. So it says the Gemara, Kedisnan. So Avatzlas, Heicha Mishkacha. Sorry, I just read that again. Heicha Mishkacha. Where are you going to find the 3? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes tells us, Kagon de Amar, in the case of the Braisa, is where he says, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, or Nazirus Hakol Alai. Nazirus is all of them upon me. The Braisa is talking about a case where the 10th person witnesses all that he sees before him, and the 9 people made this, and then he himself declares that all the, whatever everyone else is chayav, I'm going to accept upon myself as a Nazir. So since all are Nazirim, this 10th person is going to be Nazir for 9 different Nazirus is, and again, that'd be Tale, if you hold like it's Beis Shammai, this time Mishnah is Beis Shammai, that's one answer. Or if you hold that it was even Reb Shimon, is that Misafik, you'd have to keep all of the 9 terms. With that, we finish Parak Beis Shammai, Hadron Lach Beis Shammai, Hadron Lach Beis Shammai, Hadron Lach Beis Shammai. So let's move on to the next Parak. The Mishnah tells us, Shlosha Minin Asurin Ben Nazir. So here, we're going to talk about the classic 3 things that are Asur for a Nazir. What are they? Hatuma Vataglachas Vayotze Mina Gefen. Tuma, right, going to mitame lames, shaving one's head, and anything that comes from the grapes. So that's one of the examples we mentioned that Rav Yosef Engel suggests that maybe this would be what's called a siag de oresa, that really it's just that really we don't want him to have wine. But the Torah itself imposes a fence, an isra de oresa, to prevent you from drinking wine. So it says all grape products are usra. That's what he made famous, that there's a concept called a siag de oresa. Similarly, by Pesach, you have the isra to have any chametz, bali rali by matzah. Really, the ikar isra d'oraisa is to eat the chametz. But the Torah itself tells you there's an isra to have in your possession in order that we don't come to eat it. Even a level of d'oraisa is called a siag d'oraisa. Anyway, So the Mishnah tells you, so all the products that come from a grape would be mitzarif. They can come together to create the shear, the minimum shear, that a person is going to be chayav. Generally, the minimum shear for every Isra Dereisa is a kezias. So there also you'd be chayav malchus if you have a kezias. So different, like we're going to see the grape season and things like that, and the grape skins, those are going to come together to be mitzarif for kezias. He's only going to be chayav until he has an olive's volume of grapes of those grapes products. Turning on to Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and Mishnah Rishona Omer is Ad Sheishter Revias Yain. So the Mishnah Rishona, so in the times of the Mishnah, Rebbe was telling us what the earlier generations had been telling us also. So the later generations had told us that the earlier generations had said that Ad Sheishter Revias Yain, until he drinks a revias is a quarter of a lug. Bizman Azeh, let's just put it into terms. Rav Moshe, I think, held it's 3 1/3 ounces. Just to make it practical, Chazon Ish was more machmer. He held like 5 and a little bit ounces. So generally, for dinim d'oraisa, the olam is noeg to be machmer for the shita of the Chazon Ish. Let's say kiddush on Friday night, we're machmer, even though it may not be d'oraisa. But there are some rishonim that hold that it's d'oraisa. So we assume for that we're machmer that you should have a shear of a revias of the Chazon Ish. Whatever. Generally, people try to be machmer for the shear of a Chazon Ish. For Avdal also, assuming maybe a shtickel d'oraisa. But generally, we try to be machmir for the 5 ounces. Anyway, so that's where the revias is. That's when you're going to be chayav for wine. However, Rabbi Kiva, so later generation, Rabbi Kiva said, Afilu shara pito b'yayin. Even if you soak your bread in wine, v'yesh b'kadeh tzarev kezayis, and there's enough to add up to a kezayis chayav. So Rabbi Kiva really is two different chidushim over here. The first chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is a very big chiddush. Well, they both are, but the first one is that we would have what's going to be called, the Gemara is going to talk about this, is heter mitzarev l'isra. We'll see that on tomorrow's daf, that even the bread, which is totally mutter, can be mitzarev, soaking that in the wine, can be mitzarev it, that a person is going to be chayev. That's chiddush number one. The second chiddush is that you're not chayev on a shear of a revias. A revias halug. Quarter of a lug, which we mentioned, we translated into 3 1/3 ounces. That's going to be the shir that chayev for drinking generally. Rabbi Kiva says only be chayev a kezias. A kezias is much smaller than a revias. A kezias is like half the shir of a revias. I don't remember exactly what a kezias comes out to. It comes down to like 2 ounces. That's actually one of the heterim that's brought up by to making kiddush and schnapps on Shabbos morning. Is not so pasha. It is meaning pasha lechora. It fits into the category of chamar medina lekuli alma, which chamar medina definitely works. Some say maybe lechachila is a hitter to have wine, but let's just assume it works lechachila also to make on schnapps. But the problem is that we need a revias. Just like we said, all the halachas of a revias are generally by drinking. So you need a revias. So people have like these tiny shot glasses, which is not even close to a revias. So some wanted to be melamed tzchus on this inyan that they're having. That is that it would be a share of a. It's a mashka that comes like from wheat or whatever. Maybe it's more like a nidon of a achila, a shir of achila, which is a kezias, which is much smaller. A kezias is much smaller, but still, I don't think those tiny shot glasses even are that big. I think it's still an ounce and a half, 2 ounces. I don't know exactly the exact shir of a kezias, but it's smaller. It's definitely significantly smaller than a shir of a revias, according to everybody. So Rabbi Kiva says that would be your shear that in order to be chayev. So there's two chedushim. Again, one is that the heter is mitzarif l'isra, and the second one is a much smaller shear that you would be chayev in even on the shear achila. The chayev ayayim b'fnei atzma, and one is going to be chayev for wine itself, v'alnavim b'fnei atzma, and grapes by themselves, v'ala chartzanim b'fnei atzma, v'al zogim b'fnei atzma. Chartzanim and zogim, the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly that is. Pashtus, it's the grape seeds and the grape skins. Those two things are going to be chayev b'fnei atzma. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Omer, he says, "Ein chayev ad shiochol shnei charitzim vizag." A person is only going to be chayev for eating the chartonim and the zogim when you have the grape, two grape seeds, and a grape skin. So that's going to be based on the Gemara later, but the translation. But that's going to be chayev. The Gemara is going to discuss what this machlokas is all about. Eloin acharitzim v'den azogim. So the Mishnah itself says, "What is charitzim? What is zogim? Acharitzim elu achitzonim. Charitzim are the grape skin, the outer part of the grape, which is the grape skin. Hazogim elu pnimim. That's the inner parts of the grape seed. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, a way that you don't remember, don't forget rather, obviously remember it. Kizug shel behima. It's like a bell that's on the neck of an animal. Achitzon zug. The outer part of the bell is called a zug. That's what it's called. Vapnimi inbal. The inner part is called the inbal. The part that's like the clapper part, that's the inbal. So Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, and he understands that charsanim are the seeds, where the zug is the skin. And to prevent the confusion, Rabbi Yossi tells you this mnemonic to remember it. This is a big thing that to have simanim. Shout out to the zichru to remember through simanim is a wonderful method. Today have a wonderful method. Everyone not familiar with the zichru, it has a few extra minutes to spend on the daf. Highly recommended that to go through their simanim program. They have, like, you remember 3 points on the daf, and they have a great way to remember it. I wanted to, I was doing it very seriously. I hope to go back to it. Mirtz Hashem, it's unbelievable. It's really a great way to remember points on the daf. Anyway, Viter, so says the Gemara now. Shlosha meaning asur benazir hatuma. So then we just, tuma, right, and things that come from the anavim. Hayotim and a gefen in, or gefen rather, from the grapes. So things that come out of the grapevine, gefen atzma lo. However, the grapevine itself is not going to be asur, meaning the parts that are the like the olin, the leaves, and the shoots, those type of things are not going to be, you would not be chayav in. So the Gemara is, you're not be chayav for it. Masisin delo kerbe lezer. Our mission does not follow the shita of Rabbi Lezer. The sound of the Rabbi Lezer tells us in a brisa, what does he say? Rabbi Lezer oimer afilu olin v'lulavin b'mashma. Even the leaves and the lulavin or the shoots, those are going to be usher for a nazir. Those are going to be usher for a nazir. But the pasuk says kol asher ya'aseh megefen ayayin, anything made from the grapevine. Rabbi Lezer's understanding that should be understanding as even the leaves and the shoots of the grapevine are also going to be included in this iser. So that's what the Lesitas Rabbi Lezer is. Ika de amrei la seifa. Some say this is regards to the seifa of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah doesn't, based on the seifa, is not the shita of Rabbi Lezer. What does the seifa tell us? The second part of the Mishnah. Einu chayav ela ad sheyocha min anavim kezayis. You're only going to be chayav, Rabbi Kiva's statement. You're only going to be chayav until he has a kezayis of grapes. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Min anavim in, from the grapes, are going to be chayav. However, min agefen atzmo low, that if from the actual grapevine itself, one would not be chayav for eating. So says the Gemara, Masnisin de lo Rabbi Lezer. So that, based on that inference, we can understand that our Mishnah is not the shita of Rabbi Lezer. The sound as Rabbi Lezer taught us, Rabbi Lezer Elmer, afilu alin v'lulavin b'mashma. Even the leaves and the shoots are meant by the when the Torah tells the lashon of kol yotzei min hagefen. So now the Gemara wants to figure out what exactly is the yesod machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which doesn't quote Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara says, Michael Biflagi, what's the yesod machlokas over here? Rabbi Lezer darish riboy umiute, and Rabbanan darish klalei uprate. So we've discussed this a few times in through our course of through a half a shas almost. So what is the difference between a riboy and a miut and a klal uprat? So basically is when the Torah has something and it limits it, and then it comes back to include something. So when it comes, right, that's, so what exactly is the method that's being done over here? So one way you can, one mesorah for understanding what the method the Torah is telling you is what we should probably be familiar with this is in Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Klal uprat in beklal elamashav uprat. So if you have a klal uprat, so then you can only learn what's in the prat. And then if it goes back to klal uprat to klal, you have to done ela ke'ena prat. And if it goes back to generalized, so then you would only be what's similar to the specification. So basically, a klal uprat to klal is much, much more limiting than a riboy umiut. Because when you have riboy umiut, here we're learning not riboy umiut riboy and klal uprat to klal. We're just darshing the first half of that. Is that riboy umiut is when something is mirabi, you're including, and then something which is excluding. So then you're limiting it. So when you have riboy umiut, so it's much less restrictive. It doesn't define the entire klal. Rather, it's just coming to exclude one aspect from the halacha. And so the Gemara is going to flesh out how does that manifest itself in our case. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer darish ribuy umiute. Rabbi Lezer says that we have the inclusions and the exclusions is miyayin v'sheichar yazir. So it specifically says that he's not supposed to have a nazir, he's not supposed to have wine, and sheichar, which we're understanding as, let's say, aged wine. So that is a miyut, meaning all of these things are going to be asr. So that's the initial miyut. Now, mikol asher yasem megeven is riboy. So then when the Torah now then goes out of its way to say anything made out of a grape, so that is the Torah is clearly coming to include a lot more. So therefore it's miya v'riba, riba hakol. So therefore you excluded when you mention yayin v'shechar, the shechar yazir. So it says, for yayin v'shechar rather, You're not supposed to have either of the two. That is a miut, that is exclusion. You're coming to only to specify those things. And you're specifying that, riba kol, you're including everything else. So my riba kol mile, it's including everything made out of the grape. Even the olim, even the shoots, all those things. My miyetza, however, what is it coming to exclude? Miyet shivishta, it's coming to exclude the branches which are not even part of the grapevine itself, rather there's something which is completely different from it, that's going to be excluded by the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. However, what are the Rabbanan going to respond? The Rabbanan darshe klalei prate. The Rabbanan learn that it's talking about a klalei prat. You have something which is generalized, and then coming to specify it, so then you can only learn from the prat. Miyad v'shechar yazir is prat. So then he's coming to tell you only from wine and aged wine. The Torah is coming to specify only these two things. So then it says, Mikol asher yotze megefen hayayin is klal. So then when it goes out of its way to mention anything that comes from the grape, that's going to be a klal. So there's understanding it's actually klal, uprat, uklal, as I mentioned. So that it's going to be from the seeds of the skin. The Torah now goes back and is going to specify. Prat, uklal, uprat. So it's a specification followed by something which is more general, then going back to specify. So what do we learn? That's in the Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Yatadan, ke'in, aprat. That you can only learn which is similar to the thing that you specified. So therefore it has to be ma'prat mefurash pri, upsolas pri. So just as the thing that's in the klal, the thing that you specified, is from the fruit of the vine and or from the waste of the vine, the fruit of the vine. Af kol pri upsol is pri, so it can only be something which is the fruit of the vine and the waste of the vine is going to be usher for a nazir. That's what we're learning from the klal prat of klal. However, e mar prat mefuresh pri gamar, but maybe you could say no. Maybe the klal prat is telling you it has to actually be a full fred. It has to be mefuresh pri gamar. It has to be a finished fruit. So av kol pri gamar. So anything that's a finished fruit, the grapevine is included in the Isra. Amart im kain ma'i niach lecha kasu b'mashmo shelo amru. You say if that's the case, what has the Torah told you that I'm not already mentioned explicitly? Anavim lachav yaveshim, fresh and dried grapes. Haksive, those are already mentioned. Yain v'chometz, wine and vinegar. Haksive, that's also written. Why are they written explicitly? Ha'en lecha adun kelashon achron ela kelashon rishon. So therefore, you can learn that it must be coming to include things which are similar to the psulas or pri as well. That's, they're going to characterize the specification of something which is a fruit. That's what we're learning from over here. So if we're including everything that resembles the fruit, so what is it coming to exclude instead of seeds in the skin? Wherever you find, in general, something which is specific and in general, meaning kolatarkula, not fun, don't know what the part of klal here. You're not allowed to extend it and learn from it something which is similar to the thing which is specific. Rather, we assume that's going to add to the specification. So, and it would therefore then, if that's the case, the Mefarish explains that it would widen the halacha to include everything that can be in the klal. And therefore, in the case of the nazir, so if it had not been for the prat, then the klal would have said anything that's from the yayin would have come to include even what Rabbi Eliezer said. Even the leaves and the shoots would have then been included if we would learn it, if it didn't come to then do the prat. In the way that it does by nazir, it has to go out of its way to do the prat, to make a klal, a prat, the klal. So says the Gemara now, Amar Mar, Ma prat mefuresh pri upsolas pri, just as when it comes to specifying and specifically something which is the waste of the pri or the pri itself, of kol pri upsol is pri, so too, anything that comes from the vine has to be the fruit or the waste of the fruit. So the Gemara says pri inve, fruit is a reference to grapes. Psol is pri mahi, what is the case of waste of the fruit? That's going to be chometz. Av kol pri mahi, so what does it mean, anything that's to the fruit? Geruki, that's talking about grapes which haven't ripened yet. Av kol psol is pri mahi, so what's when any waste of the pri? Amar avkana letuya inve dechrin, that these types of grapes, which are very wormy, that's going to be included. So it says Gemara Va'ad Zog. What is it? Va'ad Zog. Va'ad. What is Va'ad? Amaravina. Until Amaravina Lasuya Devena Benayim. That talking about in what's in between the seeds of the skin. That what we'd call, I think, like the pulp is the term for that. That's what would be included in the Isser as well. Okay. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Mar. Tomorrow's a very short daf, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with Amar Mar. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf.